We also got to spend a little time with Patrick Anderson, founder and CEO of Anderson Economic Group. Thanks for coming to the St. Patrick's Day party. It was crazy, but we got to say hi. Now we get a little more information that we need. Nice to have you here, Patrick.
Thank you, Paul W., and that was a great time on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it was nice to see such a great mix of people. It wasn't all Democrats or all Republicans. It was a great mix of everybody. And we really appreciated it and appreciated you taking time out to be there. Now, yesterday, the Federal Reserve voted to hold its key interest rate steady as policymakers navigate their way through higher than expected inflation readings, mixed signs on the labor market, and, of course, the war. What do you think's going on here, and how do you think they're doing? The Fed.
I don't think the Fed had any choice here. They had to do essentially a stay the course. What's happening with monetary policy now, right now, is a second or third tier issue compared to what's happening in the world. The Fed knows that, and they just needed to just be steady for a while.
Are you buying the story that, yes, fuel prices are going to spike in the short term, but soon, presumably when the war ends, which should be soon, that the prices will come down and come down really far?
Of course I'm buying the story that prices are spiking, because they already have been spiking.
Right.
And getting ready today, we already had crude oil prices touch briefly $119 a barrel. That is definitely a spike, and we actually went back and looked. The episodes that we've looked at before, including 2022, 2011, 2008, and 1990, 1991 were all situations where there was embargo, invasion, something happening that dramatically affected oil supply. And you saw run-ups in prices that were similar to what we're seeing right now. So, yes, I think gasoline, diesel prices are already at $5. They're going to be going up, because that's what happens when you have invasions, embargoes, and wars affecting the supply of oil and the ability to ship it.
Especially with diesel prices going up, just like gas, and everything is in America is delivered eventually by truck, and the trucks generally run on diesel. Now, with the Federal Reserve opting to leave its benchmark interest rate alone at this point, I understand that the oil price is going up. I kind of thought that gold and silver might stay up or go up higher, but they tumbled too. What's that about?
I can't explain that. Of course, gold is historically something that people go to in times of uncertainty. And boy, do we have uncertainty now. It's not all of our making, but part of it is foreign policy initiatives by our country, where we're saying that the Iran threat is untenable. We can't afford it. It's not something for me to debate now, but there's a reason why we have so much uncertainty in the world, and we've got it. And of course that affects whether people are confident about hiring, confident about investing, confident about buying big ticket items like cars, or whether they want to go buy some gold and, you know, essentially put it under the proverbial mattress.
I am seeing also here that markets in Europe and Asia getting hit much harder than U.S. markets. Is that to be expected?
Yeah, the United States, and all you need to do is go to another country and you realize this. The United States is the most powerful country. It has the biggest economy. It's the most stable. It has, compared to almost anywhere in the world, more freedom. And we're insulated from a lot of what goes on in the rest of the world. A big success for the United States over the last 15 years has been becoming energy independent. I mean, I recall, as I know you do, Paul W., all these exaggerated worries about the world's running out of oil and where you have energy crisis all the time. The U.S. actually produces more oil than it consumes. We export energy. So we're not completely insulated, but compared to Europe, we're in a way better shape to go through an oil shock.
That is certainly good news. Patrick Anderson, founder, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, thanks for sharing your expertise. Once again, we so appreciate you.
All right. Take care, Paul W.
143 WJR. you're going to hear a lot of